This is a Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, where every Thursday you will have a pirouette of rotating co-hosts, including myself, Caroline Brown, that will delve into topics relating to the over 40s. Throw away this notion that you're going through a midlife crisis. We're going for a crazy over 40s life. It's the time to uncover and rebirth our adolescent years filled with curiosity and all our desires. We do it right here on the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast. We look into relationships, emotional, sexual, financial wellness, entrepreneurship, providing you with an enjoyable delivery every Thursday. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, listeners. Welcome to today's episode. Let's get right into it. Do you fancy a day hustle, a night hustle, a side hustle? Do you have a main job and you want extra income? Well, go nowhere else. It's Caroline Brown from the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, and today we shall be getting right into this. Gianna Marie Romani is often referred to as G. She's written a book called Day Hustle. It's about receiving the benefits of a day job while you grow your side hustle. She's proof that can happen. She retired at age 39 from a 20-year career, and now she focuses on businesses and investments that her and her husband are involved in. Together, the hustle to the honeymoon life, what they have characterized as a focus on love and adventure, and one that you don't need to take a vacation from. It sounds delightful. Why would you? They don't shy away from taking risks, making bold moves, as long as they have a plan, have faith and do it together. And they want to inspire others to do the same. They are the original angel employers and are looking to help others break free from the golden handcuffs of so-called job security through their book's namesake. Want to know more? You can on the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast. Don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on this episode and every episode on the Crazy Over 40s Live. Be back after the interlude to be joined by Gianna Marie Romani. Hello, listeners. You are back. Thank you for joining us back on the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast. As I said, I have Gianna here. She's going to tell us how you can have that side hustle going. Hello, Gianna.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I've introduced you, but can you tell us a little bit more about you?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I'm a wife and a mom. I turned 40 a month ago, a little bit over a month ago.
Yay!
And thank you. And, you know, 40 was kind of a deadline for me in terms of, you know, retiring and really doing a hard push in pursuing my dreams. And, you know, so that's when we came up with a concept called Angel Employment. And I'd love to share it with your listeners because I think it's a way for them to, you know, pursue their dreams without killing themselves in this crazy life, as you're calling it, you know, to be able to enjoy life while, you know, taking care of yourself financially as well.
Which is pretty hard to do. As you said, you're welcome to the 40s club, over 40s, I am. But it's never too late to kind of figure out what you want to do next, isn't it? And the thing is that people do get a little bit burnt out before they get there, and they think, can I really take on something else? But your whole idea about that is not really taking on something else, is it? Tell us a little bit more about that.
No, so that was my problem. I wanted to be a published author for a long time, but I was fully committed to my day job. I wanted to do a good job there, and it took a lot of my hours. It was more than a 9-to-5 job for me. And I also had a family that I didn't want to sacrifice the time with them. You know, I worked hard at my day job. I wanted time with my family. So, you know, pursuing a side hustle really wasn't what I wanted to do. And so it, you know, my dream of being a published author was just pushed to the wayside. So the concept that we came up with, because it was something that helped me, was, well, what if you got the benefits of the day job, which is, the steady paycheck, the health insurance, 401k. I'm not sure what they call the 401k in the UK, but basically it's the retirement plan, right?
Pension. Okay.
Pension, yeah. How can you get that to build your own business? Because as an entrepreneur, you don't, it's a big risk and you don't have that those benefits. So that's what angel employment is. We will pay people the salary and provide them those benefits, but instead of their job responsibilities being to grow our company, it's to grow theirs. So think about that a second. The 9 to 5 that people are working, instead of building someone else's business, which they already are now as an employee, that 9 to 5 is going to be to build their own business. And that way they can choose to build a business that's they're passionate about, that they're good at, and and they're still getting the steady income that entrepreneurs don't get to have.
I think that sounds too good. But it sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's the reaction that I keep getting.
What
Yeah,
does that
I get
actually
that
look like?
reaction because, it does sound too good to be true, but here's what it looks like. And I'm going to use myself as an example because I was the proof of concept. I was working a 9 to 5 for a property management company. That was my career for over 20 years. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the people that I was working with, but I had this, again, I wanted to be a published author. So I wasn't feeling the fulfillment that I wanted from my day job. And, the more I wanted to make financially, the more hours I had to work for my day job. I was, swapping time for money, basically. So Day Hustle, which is the name of our company that's providing these angel employment services, hired me. So I got my salary, I got health insurance, but instead of working for this property management company, my 9 to 5, my 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, I was focusing on writing my book, working with my publisher, getting it edited, all the things that needed to do to build my book publishing company. And there you go. After within 4 months, I've been trying to be a published author at least since 2016. But within 4 months of retiring, I was able to finish my book and publish it. And we launched at number one on Amazon in
Amazing.
October. Yeah, 4 months afterwards. So that's what it looked like. I was able to focus not just time on my business, but because I had that 8 to 5, or I'm sorry, 9 to 5, 8 hours a day focusing on my business, I had the rest of the 24 hours a day to spend time still with my family, to still be able to exercise, to sleep, to do self-improvement, read books, whatever I wanted to do. So I was focused on my business for those minimum 8 hours a day. I wasn't distracted with, oh, well, how am I going to, keep a roof over our head, put food on the table, because we had the steady income.
Right.
And voila, it really does sound too good to be true, but it's that simple. It's a life hack, or as I call it, a dream life hack.
A dream life hack it is. What does the person get out of it, the angel investor?
The angel investor, so that's a great question. So, angel investors we know as, if people have watched the show Shark Tank or what have you, angel investors, they invest in companies to get a return. And we're no different. We want this to be a mutually beneficial relationship. So what happens is, so we want you to grow your business profits, your side hustle's business profits to your main hustle profits, right? So we want your business profits to grow, not only to at least cover the money that you were making through your salary, but to cover the return on investment that we're trying to make. So that way, you're never paying us out of pocket. And you're going to be growing a business that's going to be not just covering your income down the road, but that will cover our return on investment. And within months, literally months, you are able to become a fully retired person, business owner, being your own boss and doing that. And that's what I see. Let me clarify that. That's what I see as retirement is, you're pursuing your dreams, living a life you don't need a vacation from, calling the shots, and not working for someone else and, paying Peter or, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, the way you explained it there, it sounds like the angel investors, like your mentor, isn't it? They're mentoring you, coaching you through this journey in a way.
Yes, definitely. Because when the way the application processes, which we explain in the book Day Hustle, which is the namesake of the company, is that we're going to be interviewing you like it was a normal job interview, application, what's your experience before. But then we'll also be talking to you about your business. Now that you're going to have 8 hours a day freed up to focus on your business, what are you going to do with that time? How are you going to grow your business and your profits from X to Z, right? And so, routinely we'll be able to review together, okay, based on your business plan, are we reaching those goals? And that way we can work together to see where there needs to be adjustment, or if you need to be connected with other resources. And one of the beautiful things that's happening since I started Day Hustle is meeting so many different people. And, the one thing that I've found is there's so many resources out there, so many people that want to help each other grow and thrive. So, there's so many people that I've talked to that can benefit other people. They're offering services that other people will need. So, side hustlers that are doing accounting can use the side hustlers that offer marketing services. Or the side hustlers that also want to publish a book like me, they know podcasters like you. So we're redefining the hustle culture, right? Because the hustle culture is great. I love people working hard and pushing and making things happen. And the excitement of the hustle, I love it too, but not to the detriment of going crazy over it. People are reporting mental breakdowns because they're working a 9 to 5. And then they're not leaving enough time for sleep and for fun and for relaxation, because then they're trying to work on their side hustle after 9 to 5. They call it the 7 to 2 a.m. strategy. So, this is a way for them to turn that side hustle into their day hustle, and without putting their life aside and without putting their mental health on the line as well.
Yeah, that's really good that you explained that because a lot of people feel when is the time to quit their day job? But what you are actually saying and what you are able to provide is an opportunity for people not to worry about things like that, to lean into the things that they really are passionate about.
Exactly. I'm not a psychologist or in that way by any means as far as helping people conquer fear. It's kind of just been inherent to me and my husband in terms of how we've taken risks along the way, made big moves along the way. But what this does, what angel employment does, is remove what you're afraid of in the first place, which is losing that job security. You don't have to worry about that anymore because we'll be providing those the income and those benefits while you pursue your business.
Right. And the thing that really struck me really having this conversation, when do you know that this person or even yourself when to know that this isn't right for you?
It was kind of a gnawing feeling that, like I said, I like I like my job, but it wasn't getting me closer to the plan and the vision that my husband and I had for our family. You know, we have big dreams, and I think everyone should have big dreams. But when you read books like Robert Kiyosaki's financial books, and not just his Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which he's most famous for, but you know, Cash Flow Quadrant and you know, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing and other books, you know, we know that we're destined for more. But being an employee, you're on a hamster wheel, or you're in a rat race. You're as I mentioned, you're exchanging time for money. The more money you want to make to finance the life that you want, the more time you need to make. So you're always imprisoned and tethered to that job. And so when I was turning 30, so as I was approaching 39, this I'll call it idea that I had of retiring by 40, you know, it came back to me, and I'm like, oh, you know, I threw this idea out there one there, and I'm going to say idea because it wasn't a goal. It wasn't a plan. I didn't have a plan in place to actually make this idea and or this dream of retiring by 40 come true. So I thought to myself, I'm like, what am I doing? I only have a year left. And you know, so that birthday hit. I had recently gotten another promotion for my job, which meant another responsibility that they just gave me, you know. And that day I was traveling for work, I think 2 hours. And, you know, all this kind of got me to this point where I was like, okay, I need to do something. If I want a certain kind of lifestyle, it's up to me to create that and to make that happen. So I was like, well, if I wanted to get a steady income and the health benefits that I didn't want to lose because I have a family that I'm responsible for, if I wanted that to pursue my dream of being a published author, in the spirit of giving away first what I wanted, I figured, well, why, how, and why can't we pay people to pursue for them to pursue their dreams? And that's how the idea of angel employment came about.
What can someone find in your book that's going to be really helpful?
So the book, I basically wrote it kind of as a guide, and like a manual to angel employment. And what I did was I started with going through kind of answering the questions that you've been posing, Caroline, as far as what led me to where I am today. You know, what was in my mind? What made me realize that a day job was something that was imprisoning me? And what made me realize that the side hustle or pursuing a business was the way to go? And the thing is, you know, I write this in the book. And because there's a lot of people that don't know yet, like I didn't realize I was in what they call golden handcuffs until somebody told me, oh, you're in golden handcuffs. They were offering me this opportunity of a lifetime at that point. And I said, no, you know, I've got a great job. I've got, you know, I've got, you know, a good paycheck coming in. And, you know, I am able to have paid vacations with my family. And then they turned around and they said, oh, you're in golden handcuffs. And I really went home from that meeting, just having this aha moment, like, oh my gosh, I am. You know, and what's sad is that some people's handcuffs aren't even golden. You know, they hate their job. They're not getting even enough income to provide a lifestyle that they think that they like, you know, or enjoy. So I went through that in the book so people can really get an understanding of, oh, you know, maybe they're in golden handcuffs as well. But also, so I start from that point because we're all in different points of understanding. But then there are the people that already know they're in golden handcuffs. They just don't know how to get out of them. In America, as of 2021, there were already 34% of the working populations with side hustles. Okay, so that's millions of people, and throughout the world, it's a growing number because people are understanding, Social Security or whatever retirement benefits the government has in store for you is depleting, and it's not going to be enough. And it never was meant to be enough, but it was always meant to supplement to your retirement, but it might not even be there at all very shortly. So, and again, why wait till you're 60 plus years to, to retire when you can start making the moves to do that now, to building the life that you don't need a retirement from now. So I go through that, and then I go through, different qualities that you should have. If you want to grow a business, because the mentality of an employee versus a business owner is different, right? As far as how you approach things, how you think about things, that's in there. And then it also talks to you specifically about the angel employment. How does the investment work? What does it mean for you? How the application process is if you want to become an angel employer, I'm sorry, a day hustler. And then we have a bonus chapter addressed to investors that might want to invest as an angel employers. So that's what they get out of the book. And it can really change your life for less than $25. I'm not sure how much that is in pounds, but I'm sure it's close to that.
Well, it's still up there. It's one of the best books that are out there explaining exactly what you are doing. You do talk about the reflective part of the whole journey. You talk about the S, the family, fun, faith, fitness, food, finances, and freedom. These are the
I do
things.
too.
Yeah, you do. These are some of the things that you look for people to kind of want. Or kind of at least embody in some way in order to get the right kind of person, or be quite open and honest and say perhaps this is not the right time for you.
I think the most important thing is it's somebody that, there's a part of being a business owner, but first thing is financial management. I think that's really, one of the foundational things is, also, people should work for other people if they're working to learn. Okay, they're learning a certain skill, or they're learning, the mindset of customer service, things like that, because we're all in the service of others. So, there's some foundation, but other than that, everybody's different, and we don't want to overlook somebody that can be completely different from me, but they can be a very successful business owner. But we're trying to help people pursue their dreams. So, when we speak to them, and you can feel, not just hear, their passion about what they want to do, and they feel like this, what they want to do will leave a, can affect and help other people. That's great. Obviously, we want to look for people to be able to pursue that, because they have a plan in place as to these 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, this is what I'm going to do with it, and this is why it solves a problem for other people, which is what we, what businesses are about. It's solving problems. It's providing solutions.
Providing solutions. Before we go, just a few questions really, and just a quick fire questions in terms of
Sure.
side hustles. Any ideas? What are good side hustles to have or to consider?
Consider what you enjoy doing. Okay. There's a lot of people that have hobbies that made sense for them to monetize. People that love baking, they can be successful bakery owners, bakers. People that are great at numbers, they can be very successful accountants. People that are good with people can be very successful in, running a podcast. So, I would look at that. Look at what you enjoy doing, and then think, okay, how can you monetize that? Because How great would life be if you're doing the things you enjoy and just make money while doing that? People that enjoy fitness, you can be a trainer. So different things, and then all the creativity and all the hard work, this is what I tell people that you're doing to build someone else's business, apply it to your own ideas and your own business. Okay, so if you like doing this and there's all this competition, what creative way can you make yourself stand out to make your business stand out?
Wonderful. And for, say, mothers, stay-at-home mums, what would you say if they wanted a side hustle?
Yeah, that really hits home to me because, I took the time to spend with my two boys early on. My first one, I didn't work until he was 8 months, and then my second one, I didn't work until he was, I think, 14 months old, over a year. And so that time was really important for me. But then after that, I went to work. So, I had to put them in, we had nannies for them early, and then we put them in daycare, and then they went to school. And I kept I kept committed to that, even though I was a working mom. So I did the chaperoning for their field trips. All right. But again, because I was committed to my day job and committed to at least doing those activities with them. Again, my side hustle and my day hustle got pushed aside. Now, somebody could work their day job and then focus on their side hustle and then not do the chaperoning and not doing this, and then they just see their kids in the morning and at night. And then, like you said, there's the stay-at-home moms, which is great because, that's there's nothing better than being with your family day in and day out. And that was obviously one of my favorite F words, family.
Family, yes.
So yeah, so I would look at what you're doing with your family and see, is there something that you can do around your schedule or with them, even better, right? Like my husband and I, we started a food truck business recently, and the boys are with us in the truck. And it's a family gig, and it's so much fun. And we even though we're working hard to grow a business, we still get to do it together, and it's not at the detriment of spending less time. So these are things that you can consider as well, maybe something that you can do together.
Together. So what I'm hearing today is the side hustle can work for most people out there, can't it? I mean, if it, but what I'm hearing is prepare for the long haul, really, because things doesn't happen that quickly and that easily. And you're saying identify, your areas of interest, what are your passions, and have your clear goals in mind, and you're offering. Oh, angels are offering an opportunity to be mentored and coached. So you're not going to be alone, but your book obviously offers a lot of work that one can do independently as well.
Definitely. We, the long haul can be taken two different ways, and the long haul and the way where, okay, let's sacrifice and like let's work really hard for 5 years, and growing this business and making sure that I have income at my day job, and not spending enough time with family, not doing this, and basically working our butts off just for in 5 years, then I can relax. What we're saying is that long haul can be now in a way where for the long run, you're getting to do grow a business while enjoying life and really redefining that hustle culture.
Wonderful. Any parting words for all my listeners, and please share your details.
Definitely. Well, you can find all the information at dayhustle.com. But as far as parting words, I always want to remind people to have faith. Have faith in God, in the universe, the creativity and the hard work, like I said, that you are using to build someone else's business. Have faith in that, and have faith that you can do it for yourself. and have faith in other people. Most people out there are good, as the song goes, and they're there to be a resource and to help you live the life that you wanna live. So have faith in that. The world is, you know, unfolding, and there's a hope and a future, and a good hope and a good future for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Yana, for coming on the Crazy Over 40s Life podcast.
It's definitely been my pleasure, Caroline, and hopefully we can help make it a little less crazy for people.
Absolutely. So get your day hustle going, everyone. Take care, Diana.
Take care, Caroline. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you once again, Gianna. If you want to get hold of all my guests, you can Instagram, Facebook, Gmail, the crazyoverfallsislife.com website. There you'll find my emotional wellness programs and ways to get hold of all my books and journals. They're all available on Amazon. Please leave a review, share and subscribe. Your opinion matters. Is there anything you would like me to cover on the Crazy Over 40s Life podcast? Please drop me a line on the details that I have just shared. Right, it's Easter coming up soon. So I shall be off for 2 weeks on a well-deserved break. And I hope you do too. Take some downtime. You all need it. I'm not going anywhere. We shall be back with sensitive topics around children, parenting, and sexual wellness. So stay tuned for those upcoming episodes. Also, there will be a 100th episode, and I shall be going live and taking direct messages from you, my listeners. So is there anything you would like me to cover on my live? Then please let me know. Details of that, I will let you know as soon as possible. Until then, take care of yourself.